Masechtas Trumas Perkid Aleph Mishnah Zion. V'chein Chavis Shel Shemen Shenishbecha. Similarly, a barrel full of Truma oil that spilled on the ground. So in the previous Mishnah we discussed clearing out a storeroom of grain of Truma that you don't have to clear every last one out. You could just do a basic cleaning. So similarly here, if there was a barrel full of Truma oil that spilled on the ground, Ein mechayven, I say, liyos yeshiv mutafeach. He's not obligated to sit down on the floor and wipe up with his hands every last single drop off of the floor to prevent the wasting of the truma. Ela naigba kederach shu naigba chulin. Rather, he can treat it the same way he would treat chulin if it spilled. Chulin oil that spilled, whatever he could salvage easily, he salvages. And if it's too difficult, then he leaves a little bit on the floor. He doesn't collect every last drop. So he can do the same way for Truma. He doesn't have to be more extreme about the collection of the spilled Truma. Mishnah Ches. Hama'ara mikad lakad. Someone who pours from one barrel to another barrel. This is Truma wine or Truma oil that he's pouring from one barrel to another barrel. V'naitev shalosh tipin, and after he pours the entire contents of the barrel, he drips three drops. So there's still a little bit of liquid left at the bottom of the barrel, and he drips three more drops after he finishes the contents to completely empty out a little bit more. Drip, 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 three drops of the barrel. Once he does that, nice and l'teche chulin, he can refill the barrel now with chulin wine, even though there still is some amount of liquid that's still stuck to the walls or the bottom of the barrel of the truma liquid inside. He can still fill it in with chulin and rely on the nullification that the majority of chulin that's coming in will nullify any little bit of truma liquid that was left in the barrel. However, that's only if he put chulin in. He's not has no concern with the remaining liquid from the truma before. But if he didn't put chulin inside the barrel, rather hirkina, he tilted the barrel and he allowed the liquid to gather, umitza, and he collected the drops together and formed some amount of liquid from the leftover truma liquid in the barrel, then arezu truma, it still has truma status. Even though he already emptied the contents and he dripped three drops, that allows him to put chulin in. But if he doesn't put the chulin in, there's no nullification. Whatever liquid accumulates in there is from the truma and it still has truma status and needs to be treated appropriately. The mission now ends off with a different halacha, another leniency regarding not truma but trumas meiser. The kama tehe b'trumas meiser shel d'mai v'yei lichen alakayim. How much trumas meiser was the 1/10 that you take off of meiser rishon, that the levi who gets the meiser rishon takes off and gives it to the kayin. How much trumas meiser needs to be present in a pile of d'mai? D'mai is a suffix. He bought it from Arts and it's a suffix. It's unknown if the Amarites took off Meisers or not. So how much present needs to be here? If Trumas Meiser, V'yelechen al-Kayin, then he'll be obligated to bring it to the Kayin. The Mishnah says, Echad mishmein al-Shminas. 1/8 of an eighth of a lug. That's 1/64 of a lug. If there's that much Trumas Meiser within this pile of Demai, which is a suffix to begin with, if it's obligated in the first place, so if it's 1/64 of a lug, he's obligated to bring it to the Kayin. Less than that, he's not obligated to bring it to a Kayin. And the Rav says that this is two conditions. Specifically, when it's Tame, not Tahar, then it has this leniency that he doesn't have to bring it to the Kayin if it's less than 1/64 of a lug. And he also says that this is only by Demai. However, when it comes to Vadai, Trumas Meiser, something that was once Tevel and it's now definitely Trumas Meiser, then even if it's smallest amount, he's obligated, whether it's Tar, whether it's Tame, he has to bring it to the Kayin.